Open Commissioner's Court. Judge Walker is just getting over a bout with pneumonia. He didn't know, he knew he had a problem, he didn't know what, come to find out it was pneumonia. He is feeling better, but he's asked me to handle the rather lengthy agenda today.
I look bad, but I feel good.
That's what his wife said. To open the meeting, I'm going to ask Commissioner Alfred to offer the invocation and Commissioner Arnold the Pledge of Allegiance. All stand, please.
We ask that you bow your heads. Lord, we come before you asking that you give us your divine wisdom. Lord, we ask that you guide us all in the right ways and decisions that we make. Lord, we ask that you, not only Commissioner's Court, every elected body in Jefferson County. Lord, we have amongst us a good number of our employees for an excellent award. But we want to make sure as a united body up here, we believe that all our employees are excellent. Lord, we ask these blessings in your name and Dylan's son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is a time of year when Commissioner's Court gets to do something that's fun for us, and it's really a rewarding experience for us. We've commented year after year during budget time and that it's really our employees that are responsible for making this organization work. And when Commissioner's Court looks good, it's generally because our employees have caused us to look good. So we decided to take the opportunity once a year to really recognize some outstanding employees in this county. And I can tell you from our conversations during budget hearings year after year and conversations surrounding this particular event, the Commissioner's Court really feels like that the people we recognize today are pretty indicative of the quality of employees that we have in this county. We feel very blessed to have the employees we have that do the job they do day in and day out. I'm comfortable that if our citizens really had better insight into the job that our employees do on a daily basis, that they would have a whole different vision of county government. Hopefully we'll get this audio problem solved and figure it out shortly.
Turn it on.
But we'd like to veer from our normal order of business.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kerry.
As you were saying.
We would now like to recognize under the agenda for Human Resources presentation of the 2008 Employee Excellence Award. And item B, consider a possible resolution for the 2008 Employee Excellence Award winner. Mr. Erickson, would you take that ball and run with it?
Gladly, Commissioner and Judge. I thank y'all very much for this opportunity. And it is today that I do have the best job in the county. I can assure you that. It's always a privilege to come before you. We've been doing this for 14 years now. And we've had some truly outstanding employees that have received this award. Absolutely outstanding employees who have not necessarily won, but have been nominated. And this is an award that comes from the nominations of their fellow employees, so that makes it even that much better. Before before I forget, I want to thank my staff, Sean Lane Pierce and James Ewing, for the work they did in setting everything up. As soon as we do finish with this presentation, we do have cake. I'm glad there's so many of you here. We've got a huge cake outside, some punch that we'd like everybody to help us celebrate the dinner with. We had 13 nominations this year for this award. They were judged on personal integrity, professionalism, and excellence. I would like to recognize the judges that had the distinct pleasure and tough task of narrowing those 13 nominations down to three finalists as far as the judges go. They were Kathy Welch, if you stand. Kathy. Jane Briscoe. Kimberly Dole. Shanta Holloway. And Ron Westfall. We thank them for their service. Okay, our second finalist and the winner of the $300 award and a certificate is Harry Shoppy, a financial analyst for Audubon. Harry's been with the county for 5 years and was nominated because he exhibits a professional and positive attitude. He's very respected. He's a courteous individual, exhibits dedication, willingness to help others, and everybody knows this and knows Harry a great attention to detail. And adheres to the finest work standards. His character and commitment and to his profession sets a great example for us all. And again, these were all comments that were on the nomination form. So Harry, congratulations to you. First finalist and the winner of the $350 award and a certificate is Martha Miller. Martha has been with the county for 30 years and was nominated because of her dependability and high degree of professionalism. She is well known by local community resource agencies as a person who knows how to get things done. Martha's passion for her job, her willingness to lend a helping hand, and her driven spirit sets a great example for us all. So, yeah. Our winner of the 2008 Employee Excellence Award received a $700 award. His name will be on a plaque to be displayed on the county clerk's office along with the 14 other previous winners, and a certificate goes to an employee who has dedicated 23 years of service to Jefferson County. I'd like to introduce you to our 2008 Employee Excellence Award winner, David Payne. Secrets, and we appreciate all of you helping us out.
Mr. Erickson, if I may, let me call for the motion. Do I have a motion to consider possibly approve the resolution for the 2008 Employee Excellence Award, naming David Pouncey as Employee of the Year? We have a motion, second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Commissioner, did you want to read the resolution?
I can. I think you did a better job than the resolution did, but I can certainly read it.
Go ahead.
Whereas Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas established the Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award on December 4th, 1995. Whereas David Pouncey, Community Service Officer for Jefferson County Adult Probation, has been selected as the employee of Jefferson County who meets all of the criteria for this award and who best demonstrates the highest standards of personal integrity, workplace professionalism, self-motivation, and dedication to public service. And whereas these qualities are shown by his 23 years of dedication to Jefferson County and his overall loyalty and knowledge, which promotes a great deal of confidence with everyone with whom he comes in contact. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, in a regular meeting duly convened and acting in his capacity as the governing body of Jefferson County, does hereby present the 2008 Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award to David Pouncey and praises him for his dedicated service to the citizens and employees of Jefferson County. Thank you, David.
Commissioner, I'm sure most of these folks would like to stay and listen to the rest of the report, but the cake's calling them, so.
It's hard to believe that y'all would want to miss this exciting purchasing agenda, but if you do care to miss it, you're excused to enjoy cake and punch out in the lobby.
Just save us a little bit, will you?
Not as fast as you can.
Well, that's great. That is great.
If I may, before we launch into the purchasing agenda, you'll notice we have scheduled an executive session, announcement of executive session to consider potential litigation reference to Jefferson County and AT&T. We will, near the end of the meeting, convene into that executive session, and depending upon the discussion in executive session, we may or may not act on the agenda item C under county commissioners, but we'll go into executive session near the end of the meeting and then reconvene back into an open meeting, and then at that time decide to discuss and possibly act on that AT&T issue. So it's rather a complicated agenda today. We'll wade through it. Under purchasing, item A, approved specifications for bridge replacement on South Pine Island Road at Green Pond Gully. Item B, approved specifications for bridge replacement on Galling Road at Bayou Den. Item C, receive and file demolition of Hangar 1, Southeast Texas Regional Airport. Item D, demolition of Hangar 1 to Southeast Texas Regional Airport to Inland Environmental Incorporated in the amount of $21,422. Item E, execute, receive, and file demolition of Hangar 1 at Southeast Texas Regional Airport from Inland Environments Incorporated. We've been asked to table item F, item G, and item H. Moving to item I, consider and possibly approve extending the time period for the use of job order contracts for emergency repairs for county property with the dollar amount from $0 to $300,000, 90 days, reissued by Commissioner's Court for December 17, 2008, which expires on March 17, 2009. And item J, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage properties authorized by the local government code for broken or obsolete items. Item K, execute, receive, and file supplemental agreement to the Metatron Records Management Master Agreement, formerly Hart Record, transfer of contracts approved September 10th, 07, includes service level agreement from period of June 1st, 2009 to May 31st, 2012, and HIPAA renewal for the period of April 1st, 2009 to March 31st, 2012. Item L, consider and possibly approve change order number 8, an increase of $208,469 to contract with CTEX Construction Corporation, renovation of Southeast Texas Regional Airport rebid to include additions to the original contract. The substantial completion time will increase by 82 days, which brings the date from April 19, 2009 to July 10, 2009, and brings the total contract to $4,718,122.65. Going back to item I, do we need to set a time period for the extension? Does someone have a suggestion as to what that time period should be?
For 90 days. I guess that'd be the question. How much work do we have hanging out there?
Yeah, my question was approximately how many projects do we have that will fall into this that we already know about or anticipate that are remaining?
Sir, I would say that there's very few projects that would get even close to $300,000. But we do have a lot of little cats and dogs, and one that isn't a little cat and dog, and that is the proposed demolition of quite a few homes out there. And if we add 140 homes, so let's say we demolish 140 homes and the average cost is $7,000. Not that they will all be done under one contract at one time, but we need the flexibility of the job order contractor to do a few at a time. If we have to put that sort of work out for bids, the time requirements would be extensive, and as you all know, the residents who are in the buyout program want to be bought out on a timely basis instead of waiting 2 to 3 months for us to put plans and specs together, then go out for bids, then make an award. And that the use of the job order contractor would be ideal for that sort of situation.
How many
would
homes
120 days from March 17th be appropriate?
I would say so, sir.
How many homes was that again?
I think we have 144.
144?
Being considered. Not all of them will be bought out if they don't accept the offer.
Do I have a motion to approve the items under purchasing and with the addition of 120 days from that March 17th previous deadline or existing deadline?
And only with one other exception, I think, yes, needs to be discussed under K. I understand there's some pricing changes that were submitted that differ from what's put out in the agenda? Do we have those, or we're just approving purchasing or to go ahead and negotiate on those new prices?
Could I make a suggestion on that, Adam? It seems to me it would be appropriate. Well, that's under county clerk, though. That's
a, no, that's well, a, under the purchasing, though, isn't it?
That's a different item. That's the management agreement. We'll get to the
My apologies. Okay.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the items under mentioned under purchasing with the stipulation of the additional 120 days on item I?
I'll move.
Thank you, Coach. We have a motion. Do we have a second? I'll second. Call for the question. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motions carry under purchasing. Under County Commissioner, item A, consider authorizing the county judge to enter a burn ban or to approve a burn ban or rescind an existing burn ban. In fact, we are now currently under a burn ban. The suggestion is under item A that we in fact lift that burn ban due to the moisture that we've received over the last week. Do I have a motion to rescind the burn ban?
So moved.
We have a motion and second to lift the burn ban. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, receive and file certificate of completion for Commissioner Eddie Arnold. Commissioner Arnold has successfully completed the continuing education provisions of Article 81.0025 of the Texas Local Government Code for 2008. Do I have a motion?
Mm-hmm.
We have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We've been asked to table item C, well, until after the executive session. We'll come back and consider it. Item D, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a General Services Administration release of claims form relating to FEMA's occupancy of the former postal encoding center. Do we have a motion?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second.
For the record, that property has been inspected by our maintenance superintendent. I think, Jeff, you were involved in that, and somebody from Jose's office. Is that correct? Or just no? Terry and okay, okay. And it was found to be in good order following the departure of the FEMA personnel.
Okay. Ms. Guidry, did we vote on item D?
Pardon?
No.
Did we vote item D? Did we approve it? Okay. I'll call for the motion. All in favor? Item is approved. We've been asked to table two items. We had a work session at 11 o'clock regarding a sales tax incentive with a KPMG pipeline company. There are some legal issues that need to be resolved with Mr. Rugg and Mr. Brannick and the pipeline company. It's been suggested that they present the court with a proposed contract for next week so that we'll know exactly what we're approving. So that being the case, we're going to table item E and item F. Under County Auditor, item A, consider and possibly approve budget transfer for the Marine Division, rental fees on two in-the-water docks, move $3,000 into contractual services, and move $3,000 out of gas and oil for the boats. Do I have a motion? Coach, you made that motion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Commissioner Senegal made a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Arnold makes a second. Is there any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Receive and file financial statements for Texas Juvenile Probation Commission grant funds for the year ended August 31st, 2008. And then item C, regular county bills, check number 313-198 through check number 313-602. Do I have a motion for items B and C? We have a motion by Commissioner Alfred, and a second by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any further discussion? If not, I'll call. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. County clerk.
Okay.
Ms. Guidry, there were some issues regarding possibility of buying some of these items cheaper on the state contract. I think it might be appropriate, and if y'all don't mind, I'll make the motion that we approve the items listed, but turn it over to purchasing for the actual purchase to determine if they available for less money under the state contract or other.
Mr. Domain, I have that amount of money previously in the contract with Deb on that. There were two changes to those amounts. The first amount for the Xerox printers, what we're asking instead of the $29,258 is that $24,393.95 allotted to those.
Okay.
And then on the base tech switches, which we got the quote from MIS, instead of $16,766.10, it would be $9,885.60. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And those are the only two prices that changed. The rest are in the contract.
Okay, Ms. Clark, are you concurrence with those prices? Good. I'll withdraw my earlier motion then and read it as an agenda with the amendments we just made on those two prices. Consider, thank you. We have a motion for approval. Do we have a second? We have a motion, a second. Is there any further discussion? If not, I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B under County Clerk, receive and file certificate of completion, 20 continuing education hours for Carolyn Guidry, County Clerk for 2008. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
We have a motion. Do I have a second? Second. We have a motion, second. Is there any further discussion? Not. I call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Taking care of human resources, moving down to Sheriff. Item A, consider possibly approve forensic scientist Chris Fontenot's attendance at the continuing education for forensic professionals program sponsored by the West Virginia University Forensic Science Initiative and the National Institute of Justice in Las Vegas, Nevada on June the 15th through the 20th, 2009. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Commissioner. Do we have a second? We have a motion. We have a second for approval. Is there any further discussion? Actually, this is a grant. This covering all, but I think maybe food costs. It's there's almost no cost to the county. It's being funded by the National Institute. It's part of a. Really a great deal for the county, and it helps towards our accreditation of our crime lab. Do we have a motion? We have a motion and a second. Okay. Any further discussion? I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. County Treasurer, receive and file investment schedule for February 2009, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion? We have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and we have 2 seconds. I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, at this time we will.
Is there a county help at down?
No, oh, I'm sorry. You're right, Judge. There is. Thank you. See, you're not as sick as you thought you were. County Health okay. Department, consider and possibly authorize the County Health Authority to be allowed to reimburse medical consultants at the Medicare rates when necessary. Do I have a motion?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any further discussion? For public information, this is part of an initiative that our public health department, Dr. Walks, and the Commissioner's Court's been working on. And Commissioner Alford, thank you for the time you've put in on this issue to try to make sure that we have specialists that are available for our indigent population when they need healthcare services from specialists in the area, and this allows them to move forward with making those payments. Call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we will now adjourn, recess into executive session, and we will reconvene hopefully shortly to consider whether or not to move forward.
Are we done?
You want a minute to get set up, or you good? Okay. The executive session is now closed. We're now reconvened into open court. Based upon the discussions that took place during the executive session, I would like to now make the motion for consideration by the court that the Commissioner's Court continue in mediation in hopes of resolving this issue short of going to the PUC or to trial in civil court. We have a motion. Second.
Second.
I made the motion. Coach, you a second? Sir? Oh, did he? County Judge second? Okay.
I did.
Good. We have a motion and we second. Do we have any further discussion regarding the AT&T issue? If not, I'll call for the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We will continue with mediation.
Thank you. Are we adjourned?
We're adjourned.